Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to discuss how to improve your horse's balance. Question: what is wrong with your horse's natural balance? Now the answer to that question is, there's nothing wrong with your horse's natural balance until you sit on his back. So from the moment you place the weight of a rider onto a horse's back, you totally destroy his natural balance. Now it then becomes your responsibility to help him adjust to carrying your weight without compromising his body physically, which may result in him doing himself some harm. Now apologies if this sounds a bit alarmist, but it is the truth. Because a horse that does not learn to carry his rider in a physically functional manner is damaging his body, particularly his leg joints and his spine. So now let's talk about how you go about helping your horse improve his balance with your weight in the saddle. So in order to help him, you must teach him how to hold himself in the posture that we describe as a round outline. Now although you'll only really see your horse carry himself in this shape without a rider when you watch him showing off in the field, this is the only functional shape that permits him to carry the rider's weight without damage. So now let's cover the steps that you can take to improve your horse's balance and to achieve this functional shape. So in a nutshell, you need to follow the scales of training. Now we have done an individual podcast episode on each of the scales of training, but for the purpose of this exercise, we're going to have a quick run through them now and to see how they apply to your horse's balance. But if you want to know more about each of the scales of training, then do look through our archives and search for those episodes. So firstly, rhythm. Because you must teach your horse to go in a constant rhythm with no changes. This is often the most obvious result of lack of balance, that the horse keeps speeding up and slowing down. Now it is your job to even this out, but take care to do it without the excessive use of the reins. Instead, try to rely on your own posture. For example, in trot, maintain a constant speed of rising even when he tries to change his own speed. So now let's move on to suppleness. Because a stiff horse will fall around circles and turns, so you need to teach him to bend instead so that he follows the curved lines with an aligned spine. Now the more supple he is, the more he will be able to bring his hind legs under the body, which will assist and improve his balance. Now the third scale of training is contact. Because when he works with a steady contact to the bit, as a result of you achieving rhythm and suppleness, you will be able to ask for half halts, which are the greatest tool for rebalancing. And now scale four, which is impulsion. Now this can only be achieved when the first three scales of rhythm, suppleness and contact are fairly well established. Now once they are, you will be able to start asking for impulsion without pushing him out of balance. So don't rush to get to impulsion before he is ready. And the last scale that we're going to talk about is straightness. Now this needs to be continually addressed from the beginning, although it does not become critical until after the first four scales are fairly well established. Now once you are able to straighten a horse, you'll be able to bring both hind legs equally forward beneath his body by using the half halts. Now this enables him to shift more weight onto his hind legs and off his front legs. Now once you've achieved this, you will have the ultimate improvement in balance, which then takes you on to the final scale of training, which is scale 6, collection. So to wrap this episode up, improving your horse's balance is a lifelong task that must begin as soon as you sit on his back. Now it comes about as a result of systematic physical training in a correct outline by the steps outlined in this podcast and the scales of training. Now improving your horse's balance should be the goal of every rider because it impacts on the horse's physical well-being and as a result the longevity of his working life. Now if you have any other questions or if you'd like to share any other hints and tips, please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other articles, free stuff, diaries and books, please don't forget to follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.